president, statesman, and politician, Lincoln was also a poet, familiar with America's apartheidist landscape, shaped by the molten core of her troubled history. His approach to these complexities reflected his relationship with language. While his dialect was regional and seemingly coarse, his dialectic was worldly and highly sophisticated, presenting us with an individual who confronted the enormous struggles of his time with an interior cultivation of wisdom and integrity that belied any exterior manifestation of a man rough-hewn. Quiddity recently asked writers to respond to this literary essence. The work received was wide-ranging, but a common thread became it in its regard for the dignity of the human spirit and its embrace of a united human experience. Recalling Lincoln's first inaugural address, where he called upon allowing the landscape of our future to be shaped by the molten core of its collective marrow, its better angels. The poem Emancipation Blues borrows from the blues idiom and the dominant historical and cultural facets of the Lincoln era to fashion a poignant and effective love poem.
I ain't no Abe Lincoln, baby. More the great manipulator me. I never set nobody, not myself, not you, and not the masses free. Let's all keep our chains, I say. Keep things this way in a minor key, no syncopated changes. But darling, if in the course of this event we gotta force some emancipation, let's do it together. And I'll suspend every writ I can, habeas, corpus, the history of my world hovering right there between us like a better angel. Nature and all those forefathers I have learned to love above you, they can go shoot themselves in the head. I am not sitting here waiting for my house to divide. I am standing up. Come on. Stand with me.
Novelist Adam Braver is author of 4 books, including Mr. Lincoln's Wars. The book weaves together history and fiction to present differing perspectives of Lincoln, removed from any homespun or folksy versions of the 16th president. In Braver's tales, we see Lincoln as an emotionally distant husband, a bitter son, a grieving father, a cadaver, a drinker, and a drug user, a man tormented by public and private burdens.
You know, one of the questions I've been asked in the past is, what did I learn about Lincoln? For me, it wasn't details, and I never set out with this book to really learn about Lincoln, to learn something I didn't know about him before. It somewhat reinforced the notion of him being a person to me, at least the idea of how I saw him, because I don't pretend that this is an accurate portrayal of history, but the way that I portrayed him and the way that I wanted to understand him really made me appreciate him even more. Seeing him as his human somehow made me like him even more and find him to be even more inspiring. And for the very reason, it wasn't just the mythic hero coming through with his superpowers and saving the land. It was a human being confronted by his own demons, the tragic consequences of his own personal life, yet still having to cut through that and rise through that and be, on some level, greater than what he could be in his own life for the sake of the world around him.